Hey guys, welcome to another fabulous episode of In Your Head with yours truly, Chris Medina. Welcome 2019. It is here. I am all about it. We are in it. We are living it. Thank God 2018 is over and done with. That fucking year sucked hind titty. I was just telling somebody the other day that 2018 felt like a fucking glitch in the Matrix. I don't know about you guys, but 2018 made zero fucking sense. Yes, there was lessons learned. Yes, there was growth. Yes, there was transformation and all that great stuff. But 75% or maybe more of 2018 made zero fucking sense. It was all over the fucking place. Hated it. Let me know how you guys feel about it if you felt the same way. But I woke up to 2019. I'm not trying to be woo-woo. I'm not trying to be gay here, but I woke up feeling soulfully refreshed. I woke up hungover materially, but in my head, I felt energized for some reason. And I was talking to my guides and I was like, I feel good. I feel positive for some reason. And treat a guide fashion. They were like, why are you looking to poke holes into this? Why don't you honor the feeling? We put this in your head to let you know that this is going to be a good year for you. Absorb the positivity and do you. They talked to me like that. I'll tell you more about that in a second. But yeah, I woke up feeling fucking, again, hungover, but feeling optimistic. I felt positive. I felt like there was going to be some sort of change in good luck coming into play here. For once in my fucking life, for fucking once, I did not start the year off bitching and complaining and just like every other fucking year. Yes, to some people, it's just another fucking day. Those are fucking for people that don't really have anything going on that just want to bitch about shit, just to bitch about it and make everybody fucking feel miserable. Go fucking be miserable under a fucking rock somewhere. 2019 started off positive for me. And you know, I'm the last motherfucker to talk about myself in a very positive way, but I'm going to be positive all this whole fucking year. I had made some resolutions, and I told you guys this before, I hate the word resolutions, but I made, for lack of a better word, resolutions at the end of 2018 for 2019, talking about, again, getting stricter with my diet, stricter with my workout routine, and also not to smoke any fucking weed, at least up until my birthday. And if I decide I want to smoke, then I'm going to smoke. If I don't, I don't, but I'm not going to hold myself to it and make this promise that I know that I might not possibly keep and then feel guilty about it. No more of that fucking bullshit. I am not going to feel guilty for shit that I do because that's what I want to do. I'll get to more of that in a second. But yeah, for once, didn't have any fucking problems. Knock on fucking wood. Where is the dick so I can knock on it? Did not wake up feeling that fucking way. I got tons of phone calls, yes, on the very first day of January with people going through some fucking bullshit. Someone very, very close to me is struggling with something right now. Fucking broke my fucking heart, but my guides had told me, don't do it. And I'm like, what do you mean don't do it? Don't help them? They said, no, do not absorb this person's fucking energy and do not take on their problem. This is their situation and you cannot allow it to infiltrate your fucking mind. This is a fucking test. And I'm like, I knew it. Here it goes. And I'm like, should I just not be there for them? You can be there for them, but they got to be the ones to walk through the fire. They got to be the ones to make the fucking change. You could be positive as you can be for them, but do not take on their energy. I'm like, okay. And yes, it did break my heart. This is someone that's very close to me, but I have to honor that. I have to start kicking that fucking habit and not get so attached to it and make it my fucking issue and ringing in the new year that way and just repeating old patterns. So I'm really sticking to that. But yes, I know it may sound a little bit shitty saying that, thank God it's somebody else's problem, not mine for once, but I low-key do feel that way. I'm like, you know, I feel fucking great and I'm going to honor this fucking feeling and I'm going to go with it. But yeah, woke up hungover on 2019, the very first day. That's because Jay, Christina, and her sister and I all hit up Petty Cash out there in LA and had some fucking delicious grub and those margaritas. Petty Cash, shout out to you guys for making the best fucking Chipotle margarita. I don't know what the fuck you guys do to it. I like the mezcal that's in it. I fucking love that shit. I love the smoky flavor. Had at least five of those. Jay was like, don't overdo it. But Christina and I, we get to talking. We order the drinks. We're not sloshed. It wasn't like a Brandy Celestino type of sloshed. It's more like we're just so, keep the drinks coming or whatever. And we don't even realize that we're drinking it because we're so deep into conversation and having a good time that we're just fucking chilling out. But yes, I got fucked up. I got so fucked up, you guys. I don't know how I did it. You guys are going to die. I was wearing my Doc Martens at night, those boots. For I don't know how the fuck it happened, I broke the heel. Not the complete heel of the boot, but the little rubber part that's on the bottom of the heel. I don't know how that fucking thing came off. I got up to leave Petty Cash with Christina, her sister, and Jay, and we were getting ready to walk them to their Uber out front. And I was like, why am I walking so lopsided? One, I thought it was because I was fucked up. Two, I thought, well, the floor in Petty Cash is a little uneven anyway, so maybe it's that. started walking out to the car or to the Uber, and still on the street felt lopsided. I was like, what the fuck? So I casually looked down at my heel because I didn't want to draw attention to myself because there was a lot of people out there, and noticed that the rubber piece was fucking missing. I felt like such a fucking idiot. I tapped Jay on the shoulder. I was like, look. And he was like, what? I'm like, look at my heel. And he looked, he started laughing. He's like, how the fuck did you do that? I was like, I don't know, but we got to get the fuck out of here. Let's go. Kissed Christina and her sister off into the Uber. We had to walk 2 fucking blocks down to our car. You know, the fucking parking in LA is ridiculous. I'm fucking walking down Beverly and there's so many cars walking or driving by that I was like, oh my God, I hope they don't notice me walking all fucking lopsided. That's how fucking noticeable it was. Got to the car and was like, oh my God. But yeah, broke my heel on New Year's Eve night. That was the funniest thing that happened. But back to 2019 and these great fucking vibes, you guys. I've got somebody that reached out, I told you, or that I hooked for 2019 as a January guest. I cannot wait to share this person with you. Confirmed this person just yesterday. So you guys are going to be getting that in a couple of fucking episodes. Also, another person reached out to me. I did not have to do this. I was so honored, so fucking flattered. This person asked me if they could be on In Your Head. I almost lost my fucking shit. I'm not going to lie, you guys. I low-key cried. This is going to be a male that's going to be on here. I can't wait to fucking share this person with you. So much positive energy from this person. Someone that's actually learning their lessons and going through fucking bullshit and coming out of it a fucking champ. I hope that gives a little bit of a hint there. But when this person asked me if they could do it, again, I felt so honored, so fucking flattered. I was like, oh my God, I told you. I was like, this person asked if they can come on. I did not ask them. They were on bigger podcasts. I'm so fucking excited for 2019 and all the great opportunities. I got asked to do a couple of events. I'm going to a couple of industry type of parties here. I'm going to be doing bigger and better things here. Got together with Ali Levine a couple, right after the new year, to kind of hang out. Her husband was going to make pizzas that night, homemade pizzas. He got a pizza stone, I think, for Christmas, or he had gotten it as a gift or some shit. And he invited us over to make pizzas. Him and Jay were making pizzas. You know, Ali and I are sitting on the couch having glasses of wine, just doing girl talk or whatever. And I am fucking digging the living shit out of Ali Levine's vibe right now. Swear to God, you guys, this fucking woman is amazing. This is someone that's really opening her fucking mind. I know I mentioned it over and over again last year, but again, just listening to her talk, and she said shit that confirmed the way that I was feeling in the mark that I want to make in 2019. She was like, yes, I trust these people to go out there and do things for me, but I'm going to be a little bit more proactive with my career, and I'm actually going to be more vocal and more direct with opportunity and going out there and getting it. And I was like, fucking cheers to you. I almost broke the fucking glass cheering her for what she's going to be doing, because I was telling her, I feel the same way. Jay goes out there and he books my shit and he does a great job on doing it, but I need to be a little bit more proactive too and start putting myself out there and really being a little bit of a social butterfly when it comes to my career here. And that's definitely what I'm doing. I'm looking for more opportunity to come into play here, putting myself out there more. She's got these great vibes here, and it was just good to hear somebody else think the same way or feel the same way, and just not wanting to just sit back idle or depend on somebody else to go out there and get it for you. We're going to do it ourselves here. Love that fucking energy. Spent Bruna's birthday with her last year too. Closed out the year with Bruna's surprise birthday party. Nikki reached out to me a week before the surprise party and asked if I would help out with it. I said, absolutely. What do you need me to do? And she was like, I just need you to go to my house, set everything up, and greet the guests as they come in and gear up for when I bring Bruna home for the surprise. I said, absolutely. I'm there. Went to her house. A good friend of ours, Amy, helped out. Amy Carta. Love you, fucking girl. Love your personality, your shady fucking ways. Not shady, but just your shady type of mentality. I fucking love it. I vibe with it. Amy, Jay, and I were setting everything up. Guests started to arrive. We're sitting there greeting everybody. Just amazing energy, amazing people. Nikki texted me and was like, we're right down the street. Get ready. Get everybody ready. Got everybody ready. Bruna and Nikki walked through the door with their friend Tori, and we yelled surprise. Bruna got so fucking scared that she ran from the front door all the way to the back of the house and was like, what the fuck? It was so funny. But yeah, celebrated Bruna's birthday with her. Got to meet some really, really good friends of hers. I trust in the fact that my good friends like Bruna and Nikki are also going to have really good friends of their own that they trust there, and that I know that I would trust because they trust them. so many creative vibes in there, so many creative minds. I mean, you can cut the creativity with a knife. Really, really walked out of there feeling good about myself and just, you know, loving the energy there. It was just an amazing fucking night. Thank you, Bruna. Thank you, Nikki, for inviting me and allowing me to share your birthday with you and just the good vibes there. But yeah, that was the closing of 2018. Looking back in hindsight now, really shaped up 2019, the vibes for that year, because it was really good vibes towards the end and then leaked into 2019. I fucking love it. So yeah, that's how my 2019 is starting off here. Great guests coming into play. People really love Jay's episode as well. They were reaching out. They fucking love when he's on there. So I'll be doing a little bit more with Jay. He's a little self-conscious when he comes on the show. He's like, I don't like the way my voice sounds. I'm like, bitch, I don't like the way my voice sounds. But I'm doing this. He's like, yeah. So we're going to have Jay back on here. We're going to take a road trip. In Your Head podcast is road tripping to San Francisco. We're going to have Caitlin Douglas back on, another In Your Head podcast favorite. I'm going to be interviewing her again, talking about her trip to Ireland. She is there right now. Also having Rachel on, which is another good friend of Caitlin and mine. We're going to have her on there and just hang out and just do us. Can't fucking wait to do it. I'm going to try to record the road trip as we're traveling there so you can see what we're doing. There's not going to be any weed on this road trip. It would be so fucking funny to do a stoned episode. But yeah, so many great guests coming into play. Just fucking stay tuned. Can't wait. I want to start talking about, this is not throwing shade. I am not going to throw shade at anybody and be on this fucking rant and raving type of bullshit. I am starting to see people out there starting their own podcasts, just like I did, and really putting themselves out there. But I'm finding that they're feeling that they need to be somebody that they're not in order to hook people in. Stop doing that, because we see right through you and we see that it's not really true to who you are here. Stop putting out content out there that doesn't really resonate or fuck with who you are. There was somebody out there that posted something on social media the other day or a couple weeks back that said that you're perfect. There is nothing wrong with you. You are a perfect being. Stop being so hard on yourself. You guys, we all know that's full of shit. Nobody is fucking perfect. Jesus Christ wasn't even perfect. You cannot tell people that they're perfect. You're just deluding them. You're making them not see their flaws or their imperfections and things that they need to grow or work on here. They get the mentality saying that it's everybody else, not me. That is the wrong fucking approach here. If you don't have that type of background, or you do not know what to say to people when it comes to being positive or being spiritual, then keep your fucking mouth shut and base your show on something else here. Base it on something that you fucking know about. But to come out here and tell people that they're perfect and that there's nothing wrong with them is the wrong fucking approach. I am not pointing the finger and telling you that everybody's imperfect, or there's always something wrong with somebody. I'm saying that everybody struggles with their own demons, their own fears, their own insecurities, and their own fucking bullshit that they need to fucking work through, that they need to realize and come to terms with so they are not struggling with it. Stop going out there and trying to be something that you're not, and putting all this love and light gimmick on people and talking about shit that it's just fake and fucking phony. You look like a fucking idiot. And here's another thing too. I've said this over and over again. My mouth, my personality, the way that I come across, I've always been this way. You can ask anybody that knows who I am, or that has been with me since I was a kid. My cousin that I want on here, the one that, you know, the psychic one that with all the ghost stories, she'll fucking vouch for me. My father will vouch for me. I've always had this fucking mouth. I've always cussed. I've always been direct. I've never been afraid to ruffle fucking feathers. That is who I am. I am staying true and authentic to who I am here. There's a lot of people out there wanting to come out swinging. It just looks fake. Find a lane that's suitable for you. Find your own niche. Find your own groove. Stay true to who you are. Stop pretending to be somebody that you're not, or feeling that you have to be somebody that you're not in order to gain the attention of other people. Because at the end of the day, if you keep doing that, you're going to have to keep that facade up, and you're going to end up tripping over your own fucking bullshit. And people are going to start to see the real you start to leak out here, and they're going to start to question it, and they're going to put it right back in your face, and you are not going to fucking like that. So stay true to who the fuck you are here. You don't want to ever have somebody come back and throw that shit back in your face and you feel like a fucking idiot there, because you will be fucking exposed. Stop doing it. Good luck to those people out there that are really stepping up to the plate and really doing them. I'm fucking digging it. I am loving it. 2019, new vibes, definitely some new energy coming into play. I'm not questioning it. I want to get into the medium side of things here. I, for whatever fucking reason, I know something bigger and better is going to come with the medium stuff here. I do my medium readings on a daily basis, but if the energy does not come through, I am not someone that's going to start calling out the ghost. Like, you see these fucking ghost hunting shows where they're calling out ghosts and being fucking stupid, or you have these other mediums that are on stage, you know, trying to pretend to do shit. If they don't come through, they don't come through. I am not going to pretend that they're there when they're not. But I have definitely been feeling the medium side of it. I went and did a reading a couple days ago for this woman out in LA, and she wanted to reconnect with her father who had just recently passed away. And I didn't want to say, I'm not going to make you any promises. I just definitely felt like there was going to be some energy there. So I just went in there. I was like, okay, let's go do this. I gave her a psychic reading. And then the energy of her father that passed away started coming through. And this person was having issues with some things that, with some unresolved things that were, that were still unresolved prior to the death. And then after that, they're still going through here. And she was questioning stuff. And the father came through and he was screaming mad. I know that sounds fucking cuckoo. It sounds a little bit too far out there, but it does come through that way. I told you that one that called me a faggot. I don't give a fuck what anybody else says here. You are a miserable person in your everyday life. You're going to fucking die miserable. And that mentality is not going to fucking change. I don't give a fuck what your belief system is there. That's how that has been my experience. This person wasn't a bad person. He just wanted all the bullshit to come to an end. He was screaming and telling me that, kind of pointing the finger at my face and telling me that I was stirring this shit up, and I was answering him back in my head. And I know that sounds crazy, telling him, I'm not stirring anything up. I didn't come here to start trouble. She is asking me questions. And he says, well, you don't need to sit there and gossip with her and add fuel to the fire. I'm saying, she's asking for a reading. I understand your position in this, and I know this sounds so fucking crazy, and I understand her position here, but I'm here to do her a service. How can we move this along, or how can we bring resolution to this? And he was yelling at me, telling me that, you know, it's always me with them. And what about his feelings and the way that he felt about things there, you know, starting shit up. He just wanted peace there. He wanted everything to die down. And then all of a sudden, I shit you not, he started crying. And I had to slow down, and I looked at her, and she's like, what's the matter? And I said, he's starting to catch up on his feelings here. He's starting to break down a little bit. And again, I know that sounds fucking weird. She's like, what do you mean? I said, he's crying. I said, he's just frustrated. And she said, is he like in purgatory or in limbo? And I was like, no, it's nothing like that. He is here till these issues are resolved. He can go at any time. He's just waiting for these things to be resolved here. He wants peace. And she's like, okay. And she's like, are we not providing it to him? I said, he's going to stick around no matter what. So stop worrying about you and what you're doing here. This is him. So I started tapping more into him. And again, he started coming undone, and he was crying and starting to feel bad there. And then all of a sudden he just left and didn't. And I was able to continue the reading. But before he left, my stomach started feeling really sick. And I started picking up on his death. And I'd asked if there was issues with the stomach before he died, because I'm getting nauseous. I feel like I'm not being able to hold food down. I want to throw up, and I also want to shit. I know that sounds gross, but I felt like fucking gross. And she was like, yeah, I thought I was going to throw up all over her floor. Thank God I fucking didn't. I sat down. She like tripped out. She's like, are you okay? She's like, I didn't mean to. I said, this is what happens here. I take on that energy there. Just like my guys were telling me not to take on the energy of my family members there or friends that are going through problems there. But I cannot help it when it comes through the medium side. I have to just really, really reconnect with myself and really listen to my guides as they're walking me through how to get rid of this fucking energy there. But yeah, it was crazy. Tripped her the fuck out. The night that I was talking to my friend that was going through the bullshit there, I went outside to go talk on the phone because I didn't want anybody in the house to hear me. It was very private. It was very personal. I knew that I was going to end up crying. I got in the car and I just, you know, sat there and was talking to her on the phone. And I shit you not, I felt something push the car. And I was like, what the fuck? I thought maybe Jay had came out to tell me that there was something going on or whatever, or that he wasn't there. Nobody was behind the car. Nobody was outside. It was dark outside. I look over to my left out of the passenger side window, and I'm not saying there were red beady eyes like that, you know, like from the Amityville, like that pig that was looking through the window, but there was these two things that resembled two red beady eyes that were sticking out between the fence of the neighbor's yard. And I know it was a reflection from the streetlights hitting whatever was behind the fencer, but it looked like two red eyes, and it tripped me the fuck out. It was looking right at me. You know the BMW lights? I think they're BMW lights or Benz lights. I don't know. They have that like bluish green tint to them. They're obviously white lights, but they have like that tint to them or whatever. I thought somebody was turning the corner with their brights on, and it was in because it was reflecting off the house right there. So I looked over to my left to see what was going on, or to my right, I'm sorry. And I saw this bluish white, almost with a green tint around it. Big bright light there to my right. I'm not fucking lying, you guys. I'm not exaggerating. I'm not making it bigger than what it is. And this woman, this elderly woman, I'd say in her 60s, leaning down and looking through the passenger side window to see what I was doing. And when I realized what it was I was looking at, I instantly wanted to see who it was and to look more into detail and see if I got more detail off that ghost. And as quick as it was there, it's as fast as it fucking left. Freaked me the fuck out. I was like, what the hell? It freaked me out because I was like, okay, I felt the energy there and I saw it. And I told you guys before, my son sees ghosts and my dad sees ghosts. I just feel and I pick up the energy and I rarely ever see them come into form. I saw this woman clear as fucking day, trip me the fuck out. I was like, oh my God, two people that it could have been. And you guys are going to be like, well, you're the psychic, you should know. I'm a little bit conflicted. I'm confused. I don't know if it was a lady that died next door or if it was my grandmother coming through and talking to me or looking at me there, because the shape of them looks very similar. But yeah, the medium side is definitely coming out more. I feel like I'm being geared up for something bigger and better when it comes to, maybe it's going to be something worldly that comes into play when it comes to the medium side. Maybe I'm going to get a hit off of somebody that passed away that's going to want to come through, but I'm definitely feeling the medium side. A lot more medium readings are coming through on my, on my phone sessions and stuff. I know I mentioned this before, but it works three different ways. I'm just going to reiterate it because a lot of people are still asking how the medium side works when I do a reading. Again, I am not someone that reaches out and asks for the ghost to come through or says paging so-and-so, whatever. That's not how it fucking works. Three ways. One, they come directly through. They start talking. They start telling me what's going on. I could feel them. I can smell them. I know that sounds weird. I pick up on their energy. I know they're right there. If they don't come through that way, second way they come through is they sit there and they just, I can feel their presence, but they're not saying shit. Again, maybe religious beliefs, whatever the case may be, they're not speaking. I can just feel them there and they're listening to the reading. If I don't get it that way, always my go-to, no matter what, even if they come through that way, because I want to see who I'm speaking to, I ask for a picture of the deceased. I ask them to email me that picture so I could take a quick look at it. And I tap into the memory of that person, to their life, all the way up until their death and what they saw last and where they are now. So if they don't come through that way, I could definitely tap in and let you know what's going on. Here's another thing I get asked when it comes to the medium. Are they still here? That is a tricky fucking question to me, because the soul, I don't know how to explain it other than saying the soul, the essence of presence is here, but they're not walking around in limbo and they're not stuck here. They're just making an appearance. I can feel that energy, or if they've taken on the body of somebody else, the soul comes back, reincarnation, whatever the fuck you believe in, it comes back that way, or they are stuck here. They don't know how to leave. They don't want to leave. There's still issues that, just like that person, that are unresolved, that are kind of keeping them around here. They don't feel the need to move on. Trips people out, but that's how I get it. Again, I can't speak on anybody else, but there's something definitely going on with the medium side of things. I'm waiting to see what happens with that. The other night, I definitely felt somebody poke me in the back while I was laying down. Again, you guys are going to trip out. That happens all the time. Not as much as it used to before. Maybe it was the energy of the house that I was living in before, but yeah, definitely feel the medium side of things coming into play here. Can't wait to see what happens with it. So those of you that are interested in getting a medium reading and want me to do it, fucking hit me up. Let's do it. But let me encourage you to send a picture, no matter what, of that person. Pictures are always great. Christina throws pictures at me left and right. She loves when I read fucking pictures of people. She's like, you are so fucking accurate when it comes to reading pictures. Bruna does that too. But yeah, I can read the shit out of a fucking picture. Trips people out. It's always a good party trick. I'm going to be doing a couple of parties this month. Definitely, you know, once people realize that I'm a psychic medium, they always want to come up with questions. They always want to do readings. Yes, sometimes it depends on the energy of the person, really fucks with me or whatever. But 9 out of 10 times, I really enjoy doing it. I love seeing the expression on people's faces. I also love providing closure or, you know, kind of helping people move on and heal from what they're going through here. Another thing that Christina brought up, which is a good point here, and I don't realize it sometimes because I'm so close to the fire and my nose is so close to the picture. She always wants me to speak on what it's like being a psychic, what it's like for Chris Medina on a daily basis here. Because when I talk to her about my guides and what goes on with me here, she's like, you talk about it so casually, like it's normal. She's like, but you keep forgetting we're on the opposite side of this. To us, it is fucking fascinating. And just like I said, with my guides telling me, why do you want to poke holes into it? They do have a sense of humor when it comes to things. And Jay, that fucker, I was telling him, I went to Barney's to go try on a shirt and I loved the way it looked on me. It was black because, you know, it's slimming and I love the way it felt. But my guide said, don't you think that's a little snug? And I was like, what do you mean? And I turned, and yes, you can see things that were not very flattering. They're not fat shaming me, but they know how I am, and they don't want me to feel embarrassed or feel self-conscious when it comes to it there. You might think, well, that's kind of like a double-edged sword. They're kind of fat shaming you, but it's for my own fucking good, because I don't see those things with my normal everyday eyes sometimes, and they really do call shit out on me like that. But yeah, shit like that happens all the time, or when it comes to, you know, things that I'm putting out there. Here's where I'm gonna ask that you guys hold me accountable. With these changes that are coming in for 2019, I told you, you know, new diet, I'm doing the 80-20 thing. I'm being 80% good and 20% bad. I feel like that's a good fucking balance. I learned this from somebody where when I was living in New York about that, you know, about the 80-20 thing. And I'm going to try to do that this time around. I'm so far so good. Again, it's only the 10th day in and I feel great. Haven't really had any sugar. Actually, I haven't, except the creamer in my coffee, but really doing a good job of staying in shape or staying on this diet and then going to the gym, but also with the weed stuff. So here's where my guides come in and hold me accountable. They really tell me, keep doing this here, do this because we're going to bring you opportunity. And as I started off, you know, 10th day in, not smoking weed, they took away the withdrawal symptoms. That was one of the things I was worried about, is about going through withdrawal. I know a lot of people say that's fucking fake, but for me, it's always depression right afterward, not being able to sleep, sweating profusely. The only symptom that I have now is sweating. I cannot stop sweating, but everything else is picture perfect. I'm not depressed. I fucking could not feel fucking better. So here's where I'm going to ask you guys to hold me accountable and really, really do it. And I told Jay that I was going to do it because he's like, he goes, okay, you want me to hold you accountable? Well, then don't bitch at me when I tell you not to eat that or you're doing this. And I was like, yeah, I know, because you're so close to me that I can take it out on you. But you guys, if you see me slipping, goddamn it, Brandy already called me out on this fucking bullshit. I posted a picture of a Mediterranean flatbread that Jay and I were eating at Granville over here in Studio City. And she was like, that's not part of the diet. I'm all, yes, it is. There's vegetables on it. But if you see me slipping or you see me fucking up, don't be afraid to call me out. Seriously, don't be a bitch and fucking be like, you know, you're going to get fat. Just be like, and I'll listen or whatever. I'm really going to put that out there. Hold me accountable. I really want to do this. I was making this promise to myself. Yes, I'm making a promise to myself. I made this promise to my guides that the first quarter of 2019 was going to be a very changing year for me. Again, I need to start putting my face out there. My guides are telling me you need to start putting yourself out there. People need to start seeing who you are. They're giving me guidance and insight to changes that are going to be taking place in the industry. I'm not going to share those with you because that's for me. I'm going to keep that to myself. But a lot of changes and a lot of stuff that's coming in, different opportunities that they're telling me that I'm going to be a part of. So I'm definitely fucking taking what they're saying seriously. And I do got to put myself out there. I was telling Jay that I was practicing smiling in the mirror the other day. And he's like, what? And he thought it was funny. I was like, fuck you. Actors do it all the time. Because I want to smile in pictures, but I always feel like my smile is off. So you'll always see me kind of do like that serious type of look or whatever. So I'm practicing my smile. I'm practicing my facial expressions. I know that sounds silly, but again, I am not somebody that plasters their face all over social media here. And I'm not going to start doing that once I start losing weight. You'll never see me modeling or shit like that. But I was telling Jay's sister, Kelly, because I mentioned that her boyfriend is a photographer. I was telling her that I definitely want to start taking some very risque pictures. Not anything too fucking gay or too far out there, but Marissa had inspired me with her, and I'm not recreating this pose because I know that I'm just not, but her recreation of Little Kim's hardcore poster, fucking A, Marissa, god damn it, killed it, and I fucking loved it. She really paid homage to Kim, and I fucking love it. I'm gonna do something similar, but not in a fucking bikini, nothing gross like that, in a very Chris Medina style fucking type of way. So get ready for that shit. Again, not modeling, not doing any of that stupid shit here, just being a little bit more comfortable in my own skin. A lot of people reach out to me. I'm still getting tons of fucking emails, and please keep them coming, you guys. I am so inundated with them. I promise to get to all of them here, but it is so fucking much in my DMs. Even though I have like only 1,200 followers, I'm still getting tons of fucking messages on there. So just bear with me here. Be a little bit more patient. Just like when you submit for a reading here, I know that it's so that it takes a long time for me to respond back, but I am fucking booked beyond belief. So many fucking people are reaching out here. But yeah, I want to start getting more comfortable with my appearance and start feeling myself. People are writing in and telling me, quit being so fucking hard on yourself. I hate when you call yourself fat. I hate when you talk about your stomach here. Caitlin fucking hates it. You know, she kind of called me out on her episode there, but it's true. You know, I know that I'm being funny to myself, and it probably looks like I'm like, I don't know, probably looks weird on your guys' end there, but I am not somebody that, you know, that I did at one point suffer from major self-esteem issues, but I'm getting a lot more comfortable with myself. And I have to really, really thank you guys for that, because you guys are making me, I'm not going to be emotional, I promise, but you guys are really, really making me feel comfortable about who I am and what I'm doing here, and just giving me the fucking confidence and the inspiration to put my face out there, my image out there. I had asked Nikki, God bless Nikki Garcia, I fucking love you. I don't give a fuck what you say, Nikki, you're managing me. You and Jay are going to fucking co-manage me. I need it. We'll throw Ali Levine in there with some fucking style tips in there. But I was asking Nikki about, you know, okay, what do I need to change here? You guys know my signature look. It's always been since the fucking 90s. And I know that I need to get with the times here. My signature look is my Versace sunglasses. Nikki's like, if it's one thing I want to get rid of, is those goddamn, well, she never says goddamn, but just is those fucking glasses, get rid of them. And I was like, but that's my comfort zone. I don't know if I will never ever stop wearing sunglasses, but I need to stop wearing them around like they're fucking cat ears, because I'll tell you why. I honestly, when I have them on top of my head, you guys are going to fucking die. If anybody makes fun of me because of this, I'm going to fucking scream. But I always feel like Catwoman with those fucking glasses on my head. So to me, because I'm very cat-like and I feel like I come across like a slinky black cat. To me, those are my cat ears. So fuck you guys. It's my look here. Yes, I'll switch them out. Yes, I won't wear them as much here. I'm definitely going to be doing something different with my hair as well. I don't know if I want to dye it. I had so many fucking pictures of me from the past of what I used to look like, and I was never afraid to switch up my style. Anybody that knows me from the past knows that I've never been afraid to switch my style up. I don't know what the fuck happened to me. I don't know if age and being a parent set in, or my ex-boyfriend that used to fucking, the one that, you know, I told you that we used to beat the shit out of each other. He was really fucking ruthless when it came to his fucking shitty ass comments. He made me really self-conscious about my look here, but I was never afraid to switch it up. I was never afraid to dye my hair. I really, really followed in Kim's footsteps. Yes, I followed in her footsteps. I'm not going to fucking be afraid to say that there. I fucking idolized the piss out of her. She, with her different hairstyles, the different colors, and the different colors that she would wear, I wasn't rocking like fucking, you know, a fluorescent orange hair, but my hair was blonde. It was red like Marissa's at one point. I'd had different hairstyles, different clothing styles too. I never used to wear all black all the time. That was always my go-to. That's my signature look, but I was never afraid to experiment with colors. I'm getting back into that fucking zone. I want to get more with that Aquarian vibe. I want more of that eccentric type attitude, shaking shit up and stepping out of my comfort zone when it comes to myself. I'm good at shaking the shit out of other people, but I want to get back into who I truly am here and really not be afraid to experiment with my style. So get ready for some different looks here. Again, I cannot wait to show you these pictures when I lose this fucking fat. Yes, I'm sorry, this fat. Because I've got some really, really good ideas. Again, they're a little risque, but some of them are going to be very tamed and very normal and very professional. But I want to make you guys laugh. I want you guys to see who I really am in my personality. I know it comes out a lot on the podcast here, but my look and everything else, I'm gonna fucking kick 2019 in the balls and really, really come out swinging here. I've got so many great opportunities that I want to fucking share with you guys, and I'm just not taking no for a fucking answer. I'm really gonna step it up, just really, really going out there and fucking killing it and really taking control of what I'm doing. A lot of people really resonated with what I was saying on the 2018 episode with Jay and I about we are in our own fucking lane. There, I don't have to worry about somebody coming on the fucking road and cutting me off and doing shit like that, because again, this is me and this is what I do, and this is the lane that I've created for myself. Nobody can do what I'm doing because they are not me. You guys should take that same mentality as well too. Nobody is in your fucking lane when it comes to you. They cannot be you. They cannot do what you fucking do. You are unique. You are your own fucking person. Always fucking remember that shit. Stop comparing yourself to other fucking people and what they're fucking doing here. That fucking drives me insane. I'm going to go into a little bit of a rant here when it comes to confidence and all that shit. Again, do not be afraid to experiment with who you are. Create the fucking footsteps. Do you, and do not be afraid to fucking, to think outside the box here. Again, stop comparing yourself to other people. You do not know what goes on behind the scenes when it comes to them. Again, I come across very positive, hopefully on the podcast, and very real and direct here, but my personal life, as I said before, I'm still struggling with shit here. So on the outside, it looks great here, but you have no idea what's going on the inside here. And again, You don't want to say, I wish I was like that person here. Don't wish to be somebody else. Be you. You are unique. You are your own person here. There is nobody else fucking like you. Honor your fucking true self here. You guys go get yours and fucking kill it. As long as you're not fucking being shady or hurting people or doing anything that's fucking morally fucking wrong, go get yours. Do what makes you fucking happy. Stop fucking asking people for permission or looking for validation or confirmation from them. They are not fucking you. They're always going to come with their opinion, which is just what it is, their fucking opinion. I had this girl reach out. She had reached out and she was like, I don't want to get in a relationship right now. She's like, I do not feel like I need to be in a relationship. I'm not ready for one, but low key, I want to fuck. And I was like, so what's the problem? And she was like, you don't see anything wrong with it? Wouldn't that make me be like a whore? And I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, you know, I feel like it would be kind of slutty or blah, blah, blah. I was like, this is normal. I hate when people say, oh God, you know, you shouldn't go to the one night stands. Why not? You're going to fuck. It's a good fucking feeling. Stop denying yourself the pleasure. Stop taking into consideration what weak people are fucking saying that can't fucking get dick or can't get fucking pussy, that are going to fucking try to sabotage your way of thinking because they're miserable pieces of shit. Don't fucking worry about that bullshit. If you want to go get fucked, go get fucked. Use protection. Be safe about it. Be smart about it. But if that's what you want to do, do not deny yourself the pleasure. The one thing I'm going to say about it is don't go fucking do it if your ass is going to be resentful about it later. Go into it. Really think about whether or not you truly want to do it. And if you do, go fucking do it without any restrictions, without any hesitation, without any fucking fear. Go have a good fucking time. And again, those people that say, oh, well, you know that it's bad to fuck on the first date because it ruins the relationship. Fuck off. That's fucking full of shit. Sex brings people closer together. It is an act that is very personal. It's very private. It's very fucking revealing. What is a better way to know somebody than to fuck their brains out or to see the expression on their face when they're coming? It is the most erotic, the most pleasurable, the most realist fucking emotion and feeling that you can get ever. I've been in relationships for at least 5 years with people where I fucked them on the first date or at least went down on them. Nothing wrong with it. We are fucking adults. You are not 5 or 6 years old. You're not a fucking teenager. Do not deny yourself the fucking pleasure and stop worrying about these fucking bitches that aren't getting dick there, that are fucking wishing they could fucking be you. Because baby, you are fucking beautiful beyond belief. Go get yours. I have a kind of a funny story here, and Jay fucking hates the story since we're on the sex topic. And I know somebody else did a show about micro dicks. I don't know if you guys have seen them. I have personally seen them and I've actually personally felt them. Jay hates this conversation. He's cringing as he's sitting right across from me right now working when it comes to this topic. He's like, I feel so bad for them because they can't help it. My first experience with it was in Texas, and not everything in Texas is big. I can tell you that much right now. Not everything. I ended up going out there to go visit my dad. I was in my mid or late 20s, and my sister out there, my half-sister, she is a bit of a troublemaker. When we are together, we get into all kinds of fucking trouble. I'm going to keep it real here. I don't do it anymore, but we used to do tons of fucking coke and fucking smoke a lot of weed and get fucked up and just have a good time and start some fucking shit up. She is somebody that if we're going to get into a fight, I'd rather have her there than somebody else there because I know we're going to get down. Myself and a friend of hers were going to hit up Austin and hit up the gay bars and go get fucked up and have a good time. Well, I picked up the energy on the guy that was with us and I immediately knew that he was attracted to me and I was like, okay, then I might fuck this guy because he is kind of cute or whatever. And so we get to downtown Austin and we're partying, having a good time. We're fucking sloshed. I was like, let's just go back home so we can, you know, I wanted to fuck. And so we're walking to the car and this guy has his fucking hands all over me behind my sister's back because she's so fucked up. She's like fucking falling all over the place and he knows that she's not paying attention. He's putting his hands down my back pocket. He's grabbing my ass, what ass I have, you know, and just fucking feeling on it. And I was like, oh my God, I'm ready to fucking do this. We get in the car. She's in the back seat. She's fucking like zoning out. She's fucked up all over the place. And this guy and I are fucking touching each other. And he's driving because he supposedly said that he had a fucking driver's license and he was insured and all this fucking bullshit. And he was going to be the DD because he didn't really drink that much. And I decided to put my hands in his pants. You know me, I'm going to fucking go for it. So I opened his zipper and I put his hands in his pants and I'm starting to feel for his dick and I'm having to fucking struggle through his big ass boxers. His boxers were bigger than he was. And I'm struggling. I finally make my way and I can finally feel the pubes and all that good shit down there. And I feel his dick and I'm like, you're not hard. And I didn't tell him anything. I was like, what the fuck? And I started to touch it and I started to You guys, it sounds like I'm shitting on micro dick here. I'm just bringing it up here because it's a topic that I want to discuss here. I was able to touch it and move it with my index finger and my thumb. That's how small it was. And I got a little freaked out and I was thinking, there is no fucking way I could do this. If I see you naked, I just don't know how my face is going to react. And I know it's not their fucking problem, but that was fucking, yeah, micro fucking dick. But anyways, so the ending of that night, so after we're fucking around in the car or whatever, I decided I was going to back off and I was like, okay, I'll deal with this when I get home. All of a sudden, okay, remember, keep in mind, my sister's fucked up. I'm fucked up. This guy is somewhat buzzed. All of a sudden, the blue and red lights start to flash behind us. And he starts to freak out. He says, oh shit, oh shit. And I'm like, what? He goes, we're getting pulled over. And I said, what difference does it make? I said, you're insured. You got your license, right? He goes, yeah. And he looks at me and I was like, you have your license and you're insured, right? And he goes, I was like, fuck. I immediately, mind you, I'm coked up, I'm weeded out, and I'm fucking drunk. My adrenaline kicked in, and I sobered up like a motherfucker. The cops pull us over, they open the car door, they see that my sister's back in the back seat, fucking fucked up out of her mind. She's slurring her fucking words. The guy is sitting there nervous, he's gives them his license or whatever. They go and check it, they ask him to get out of the car. The cop opens the fucking driver's side door, the guy gets out, and this fucking idiot falls out of the car. I'm like, holy fuck, we're going to fucking jail. It's going to be my first fucking DUI. Holy fucking shit. I'm in Texas. I don't know what the fuck's going to go on here. I'm out of my fucking zone. My sister's fucking sitting in the back there fucking talking shit to the cop, calling him a pig and all this other fucking bullshit. They're going to arrest her. I was like, my shit kicked in. My manipulative side kicked in. And I was like, officer, I said, she's fucked up. This is my sister. I said, and I'm sorry, I threw the guy under the bus. I was like, I don't know who that guy is. That's a friend of hers here. He said that he had a license. He said he was going to be the DD. I'm over here from LA. I'm visiting my dad. It's my first time out here partying and hanging out in Austin. I'll take responsibility for her. And he's like, have you been drinking? And I said, yeah, I only had a couple because I'm not somebody that wants to drink where I don't know where the fuck I'm at. So he says, do you mind taking a sobriety test? And I was a field sobriety test. And I was like, no, absolutely. I was fucking scared. I was like, oh my God, are they going to have me fucking recite the alphabet backward? They're going to have me, what the fuck are they going to do? Hop, you know, do hopscotch, whatever the fuck. They had me walk in a straight line. They did the fucking thing with the flashlight. I passed it. Thank fucking God. He asked my sister to get out of the car. He opens the back door. And what does this fucking idiot do? She throws up all over the cop's pants and his shoes. And he's like, okay, I said, no, please, 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 please. And he said, take her home. I don't want to see her again. Get home right now. I was like, okay, I'll take her, whatever. I cleaned her fucking up. I apologized to the cop. He's sitting here writing out the ticket, arresting the fucking guy. Ends up giving me his jacket because he sees me fucking freezing there. I played that fucking cop to like a fucking violin, get my sister back in the car, ended our fucking night. That's micro dick. That is getting stopped by the cops in fucking Texas. But right before we get into the car to take off, what happens? I'm getting my sister in the front seat with me, strapping her the fuck in. As she's walking from the other side of the car to the passenger side door, her fucking weed pipe falls out of her jacket and onto the floor and into the storm drain. I was like, okay, now we're going to fucking jail because now they found fucking drugs. Cops didn't fucking hear it. I got the fuck out of there. But yeah, micro dick, getting stopped by the cops, being high, DUIs. Again, I am all over the place. But yeah, I am so fucking excited to be back on and recording. Again, I told you guys that I got a lot of emails coming in here and I'm going to get to all of them. And yes, I'm going to have a surprise person come on to do a reading on. This is somebody that is not close to me. This is somebody that I specifically asked not to give me any information. I said, thank you for reaching out. I'm going to bring you on. It's going to be face to face. This is someone that lives in Los Angeles here. Again, this is somebody that I do not know. This person will be able to vouch. You can find this person on social media afterward here, but I am going to give them a full on honest fucking reading. Let's fucking do it. But yeah, I'm giving you guys what you guys want here. I have a couple of friends that I'm going to read as well too. I cannot thank you guys enough for all the well wishes, all the fucking support, and all these great friendships that I'm making here on online social media. I gotta give it to my girl Basic Witch out there. I mentioned her before. I fucking love you, girl. I mean, I'm so sorry that we didn't get a chance to meet up when you were down here, but I fucking love you. I love what you're about here. You're so fucking vocal. Definitely want you on the show. I want to talk more about witchcraft here. I have another person on there that's that I want to reach out to as well and get them on the show. But yeah, so many great things, so many good things to look forward to here, not only for the podcast, but me professionally here. Again, I am booked beyond fucking belief when it comes to readings. Keep them coming, you guys. I promise. I'm actually upping the amount of readings that I'm doing a day. I usually do anywhere from 8 to 10. I'm going to try to get in 12 in there, to 12 to 14 type readings. Yes, I'll be worn out, but I'm going to try to pace them out here. So please be patient when it comes to, I will get to you. I swear to God, I promise. And I usually find the people that reach out for readings that end up waiting for a long time. They end up telling me, I reached out to you at this time here. You know, it was a couple of weeks back here, but what perfect timing that you reach out to me now to schedule a reading, because I'm going through more shit. I swear to God, it always works out that way. So let karma come in and kind of just do what it needs to do here. I'm not making that as an excuse, but it's true that a lot of people do fucking tell me that, wow, I reached out to you because I was going through something really bad here, but you know, and it took a while for you to get back to me, but now this came into play here and it's just perfect. I feel like I'm ready to actually hear what you have to say. Let your guides do what they need to do here. Your guides know better than you do. They are trying to guide you. I'm going to keep it real. Like I've said before, if I can't read you, or I feel like you're not going to benefit from it, or you're just not ready to hear it, I will not read you or waste your fucking time with it. It sounds like I'm so positive on this episode, and I am positive. I'm going to keep this fucking energy here. I feel fucking amazing. I want you to feel the same fucking way too. I want to motivate you. I want to guide you. I want to mentor you. Those of you that know my personal story know the struggles that I've been through. And fucking A, you guys, if I can fucking make it and I can be where I am at now, you can too. I know there's people that are worse off than me, but nobody is harder on me than I am on myself here. And I'm starting to see the benefits of just fucking changing my way of thinking and really allowing my guides to guide me here and not let my material Taurus stubborn self take over. I feel fucking great. I just want to get you to where I'm at here on that fucking feeling. I want to build relationships with people. I want to build bridges with people. So let's get together. Let's kill this. Let's really, really show people what we are all about here. So I think I'm going to go ahead and end this episode right here. Let's get out there and let's do this, you guys. Please, if you guys want a new year reading, reach out. ChrisMedina.guide. Sign up for a half an hour reading or get an hour reading in. I can usually cover it in a half an hour. Let me just put this out there one more time. Half an hour readings are never a half an hour. They always go over. I'm going to speak on this right now. They usually end up lasting anywhere from 40 to 45 minutes, still at that flat rate of the half an hour. I'm just not comfortable throwing people out after the time's up and saying, okay, half an hour's in. No. Sign up for a half an hour reading, sign up for hour reading, whatever it is that you want to do. Let's talk about shit. Let's get you fucking going. Let me motivate you. Let me guide you. Let me mentor you. Let me knock some fucking sense into you and let you know that you've got the fucking power and the ability to do this, that nobody's going to do this but you. Let's get a fucking reading in. Again, ChrisMedina.guide. For those of you that want to submit questions, want to submit yourself in for a reading, want to submit ideas for the show, want to talk to me, want to fucking reach out, I don't care. Keep those emails coming. Email me, askinyourhead@gmail.com. Again, that's askinyourhead@gmail.com. Submissions, ideas, whatever the case may be, even saying hello, I don't give a shit. You guys reach out to me. I fucking love it. Follow me on social media at Psychic Chris M, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Psychic Chris M. And guess what, you guys? I just launched a separate account for In Your Head Podcast on Instagram. Feel free to follow In Your Head Podcast on Instagram. Posting shit up from the shows on there. In Your Head Podcast on Instagram is out now. Go take a look at it. Feel free to follow me again at Psychic Chris M. Take a quick look at me, see what I'm doing, see what I'm about. Let's do this together. Let's follow each other's journey. Let's look at each other, wave hi to each other on our paths, and just fucking do us this year. Seriously, you guys, I just feel like this year is just different for me. I hope this energy is contagious. I hope you guys are feeling the same thing I'm feeling here. Let's fucking get it. So many of my fucking friends are already receiving opportunities here. I want you guys to feel the same way here and get out of your fucking funk if you're in one, and just fucking realize your potential, who you are, your growth, your ability, everything. Let's do this fucking together. Love you guys. This is Chris Medina for In Your Head Podcast signing off and welcoming 2019, you guys. Let's fucking get this. Love you.